Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I just love hearing your voice. It always brings me back together, and I'm overlooking the most gorgeous golf course on the planet. Right now, it is spectacular. And the ladies are warming up and getting ready for the tournament. It is so beautiful on the windward side. You just have to go through the Pelly tunnels. There's some clouds inside that tunnel. Drive with caution. It's wet. It's not raining. I can't say that. But it certainly isn't raining. It's a little breezy. It's going to be a really good tournament today. Let me bring you up to date on the official weather forecast. Isolated showers, mostly sunny, high about 83, breezy. Easterlies 15 to 17, gusts up to 24 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, that's about 20% if you're getting out on the golf course today, Saturday. How about tonight? Scattered showers, mainly before midnight. Partly cloudy, low about 77. Breezy still, easterly, 7 to 15. And that's light. Okay, we've got some gusts to 21, chance of precipitation, 30%. And yes, the winds are getting stronger. By Sunday, 28 miles per hour, 24 Sunday night. So 28 back on Monday. Going to have some breezy conditions. You're going to have to hit that ball low. And I have someone sitting with me here at Mid-Pacific Country Club in this absolutely spectacular Ron Haas office. It is Kyle Kuniyoka, PGA. Now, talking about weather conditions, and let's just focus on the wind conditions. Those are some pretty strong winds that these folks are tackling, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been windy. It's been trying for the last 2 days. We've got rain, wind, kind of the whole gambit of everything going on. But yeah, I would say difficult conditions, but golf course is in wonderful shape, so it's providing an interesting challenge for all the players over this weekend.
Now, what do you do for those of us who aren't at the skill level these ladies are at? Mm-hmm. How do I keep my ball from getting lost in that wind?
I think controlling trajectory is the main thing, or being able just to control the ball overall. Spin, whether that's, you know, dispersion going side to side or up and down. But being able to have that control on the ball, you know, one of the bigger things that you could do is place the ball in the back of your stance and, you know, kind of take a regular shot from that position. That reduces the loft on the club and the trajectory goes down so that you can control how high or low you hit the golf ball. So that helps you in these trying conditions.
So how far back, given my foot? Let's say I'm standing there. Where would you put the ball?
You know, kind of in the middle. So you can start from the middle of your stance and then move it closer for a right-handed player to your right foot. And then, you know, try out those positions. You know, anywhere from the middle, even all the way back to, say, your right foot or your right toe produces different types of shots. But none of those positions are wrong. It just produces a different shot for each player. But that's where I would start. I'd probably start in the middle and then work back towards your back foot.
Fantastic. That's such good. Did you hear that? Okay. All right. Just a little bit of history. Hawaii has a very rich legacy, producing, hosting top-tier women golfers, LPGA Tour pros like Allison Corpus, Marielle Galdiano, all these names, you know them. Michelle Wee West, of course. And they're here today on this golf course competing, and one of them in particular I thought we'd maybe focus on, Alexa Takai. Tell us a little bit about Alexa.
You know, a very special player, particularly to this event. You know, she's won the last several years already.
Twice, I think, right?
Yeah. So, you know, she seems like she knows the course very well, but I think, you know, talking about control over her game, you know, she's a very young player still, but I think she's very mature. She understands her game, has control over what she's doing, so it's very impressive what she's able to do to this point.
And now when you say young, what age are we talking?
She's still in her teens.
Wow.
So, you know, still a high school player, but, you know, kind of a force to be reckoned with, where, you know, we almost expect her to come out here and have a nice showing.
Right.
And even up to winning. So
yeah. Well, if she went two in a row, yeah, then the third would be kind of like, the charm.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I want to jinx her. Anything here because we have just an absolutely fantastic group of women. Of course, there was the Pacific Open, and now there's what is always going to be one of the favorites in the islands because it brings out the top women to play here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. And it's the 2026 Jenny Kay Wilson. And tell us about Jenny Kay.
Well, you know, I think Jenny Kay is very prominent in the community, especially if we look back in the history of Hawaii and what she's done, particularly here at the club, but also in the state of Hawaii. You know, as we look at the tournament itself, you know, it's a long-running tournament. I believe this is the 75th year of the event. Wow. And so the history just of Jenny Kay and the event altogether, it's pretty significant, I think, for the golf world.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's been a fun time. You know, I think this time of year is always great. We have the Mid-Pac Open, as you mentioned, and then it rolls over to the Jenny Kay. So it's a great time for the club, but I think it's a great time for competitive golfers as well.
Yeah, it's that time of the year where things are kind of in between that spring and summer. So there are more challenges, I think, on the golf course with the weather conditions. Summer kind of nice breezy if it holds true this year. Weather conditions are always a challenge for golfers, particularly brand new golfers. Do you teach?
I do teach, yes.
How do we make an appointment to have a lesson with you? This is Kyle Kuniyoka, PGA, here at Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Easiest way is just reach out to the golf shop. You know, you can find our number, you know, online or anything like that, but if you give us a call at the golf shop, you know, I'm the head golf professional here, so I teach myself, but we also have other PGA professionals and associates on staff with us. So we have a whole array of teachers where we're teaching beginners all the way to advanced players. So, yeah, for anybody out there that's looking to either start the game or improve their game, you know, we're here to help.
That's correct. And we don't have to be a member at Mid-Pacific Country Club?
You know, it is best that we do go through members first, but there's always opportunities. You know, we're always looking to kind of help the community and help those that are interested in the game. So, I mean, if there's any questions, we're always here to, you know, to help out. So, you know, if there's anything that we can, I would definitely call the golf shop and reach out to any of us, including myself.
Fantastic. I'm always a proponent of junior golf because especially I like when the little ones come in and start learning how to be, not rowdy.
Yeah.
Do you folks have junior lessons here?
We have a wonderful junior program here. We start with beginner. There's an intermediate advanced program as well. We also participate in the PGA Junior League. So there's a lot of opportunities here, along with other events that we do to support our junior players. I'm with you. I started as a junior player as well, and I think it's a great opportunity to introduce yourself to the game or your child to the game and all the good things that come with it.
Yeah, mindfulness. You know, I'm trying to think of the word that describes a young person when they're in a new crowd of people, and somehow the children teach each other. So the a little bit older ones seem to teach the younger ones coming in, don't talk, and you know, and don't move when somebody's going about to swing, and stay back, and all. And it's really wonderful to see that kind of caring for one another without a whole bunch of parental supervision getting involved. And there's nothing wrong with parental supervision, don't get me wrong, but sometimes children are able to teach each other easier.
I believe so. I mean, that pure, you know, pure influence that's there, I think, is very strong. I think it's even more than what the influence of the instructor is sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to even build camaraderie at a young age and understand that there's so many things, particularly golf, that golf can offer. It's not just the game itself, you know, the social aspect, the meeting different people, the traveling around, playing different golf courses. You know, there's a lot of special things. But, yeah, I definitely agree. It's a special event for all ages, but especially for our young ones.
Who got you into golf?
So I got in because of my parents, particularly my dad. He played, and I just like to follow him around to the golf course and hang out, particularly with dad. I enjoyed hitting golf balls, but it was a chance for me to hang out with dad, hit golf balls, and then eat fried rice after we're done. So that's how it started for me.
How old were you?
I was 3, actually, when I kind of was playing around. So I was attached to dad at the hip, and it was a great family, I think, thing that we were able to do And it was a lot of fun for us. So
that's wonderful. Gosh, my dad would play golf all the time. Every Saturday, he'd be out with the boys playing golf. You know, it was a business thing.
Yep.
He had to show up to be there because otherwise you'd lose the connections, the contacts, and all that stuff. I always wanted to tag along, you know, and it was just at that time in our history, it was inappropriate for kids to be there.
No, I understand. I mean, even for my dad, I think it was, you know, he would often talk about his dad not bringing him, you know, to the golf course and whatnot. And I was fortunate or lucky to be able to, you know, spend that time with my dad. And we continue even to this day to bond over golf. You know, he'll come and watch me hit balls and we talk story over golf and all of that type of stuff, which has been a special thing, I think, for us and for the family.
It's rich in feelings. So do you compete? Are you entering tournaments?
Not too many. I did play in the Mid-Pac Open. You know, I try to support as many local events as I can, but I'm not competing on a regular basis anymore. But I still enjoy the game. I'm trying to get out there as much as I can, trying to understand it more. I believe it makes me a better instructor and also a better just professional overall. And I still enjoy it. I still enjoy the game, learning about the game and all aspects about it. So, but yeah, I still compete a little bit and I'm still playing. So it's still fun.
But yeah. And okay, here's one. What do you think about the ball rollback?
The ball rollback. Well, there's a lot of different stories out there. I'm a little bit, I don't have all the information. I hear that it's not going to be maybe as big of a deal as we're expecting it to be as we move forward, not so much of a big rollback type of thing. I was reading some comments recently, I think this week or the last few tournaments, where Cam Young was playing a ball that's already conforming in that form. So it'll be interesting to move forward. I hope it doesn't roll back too far. I'm not the biggest hitter myself, so if it does roll back too far, it might influence my game. But I think everybody out there has the best interest in the game, and we're trying to make it fair, and we're trying to make it fun for everybody. So it'll be interesting, particularly on the rollback, what that actually means and what we see as we move forward.
Yeah, so. And not having to lengthen golf courses would be a really good thing for just in general. It gets expensive, I understand, doing that. You have to buy the property, then you have to expand.
I think there's ways around that. I mean, there's ways that you can condition the course or work with the rough and whatnot as we move forward. But, yes, the modern game has gotten longer. You know, it's nice to see the athletes playing the game now and how far they hit it and all those types of things. But, you know, as we move forward, it'll be interesting to see where we go. It's always hard to predict what the future has to offer, but it's cool when we get there.
Scottie Scheffler was complaining recently, a couple days ago, about Hanoranemek, about how nothing is easy. It's all hard. Is there a portion of Mid-Pacific Country Club that would be, like, hard compared to other parts of it?
You know, I think our course gets tricky. I love our layout. I think there's character throughout the whole course.
Yeah.
You know, especially during tournament conditions, I believe our greens offer a big challenge. And what's interesting about the greens is they're kind of unassuming in a way. Not a ton of undulation, but once you're playing them, you'll understand why. But, yeah, there's challenges all throughout. I mean, I'm looking out at the first hole right now. We have bunkers. We have, you know, rough, the whole, you know, the gambit, plus the weather and the wind. So, you know, there's challenges everywhere, but I think it's also a course that you can score on. So it makes it a little bit of a challenge, but also fun to play.
It's Jason Amoy's fault.
Jason and his team do a wonderful job, which we know every year, and we talk about what he does, particularly for Mid-Pac Open and Jenny Kay, but, you know, all throughout the year to keep this in the shape that it is in. But, yeah, we can blame the difficulty on Jason. I think he'll embrace it a little bit.
I love to say that to him because he always gets a little chuckle smile.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you for spending so much time with us this morning and sharing with us how you got into the game and how you play and what you're doing. And remember, you guys, you can come out and give them a call here at the Pacific Country Club, see if there's some space for you to take a lesson, because it really would make it so much more fun. Isn't that golf is supposed to be at least partially fun.
That's definitely my approach, especially nowadays. Understanding that golf is a game, and if you can find the most fun out of it, you'll find more longevity through it. And it's a special game for a lot of reasons, but for that reason as well. So I agree with you.
Right on, Kyle Kunioka, PGA. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Perfect. Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha. All right, we're going to come back right after this. Got to take a thank you to our sponsors break. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Evilay next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Good morning and welcome into the clubhouse. I am so excited. First of all, I have to tell you, Hawaii has a very rich legacy of producing and hosting the top-tier women golfers. LPGA Tour pros like Allison Corpuz, Marielle Galdiano, promising amateur talents like Alexa Takai. No kidding. Two times she's won already this tournament. The Aloha State, yes, we definitely fuel the game of golf. Allison Corpuz, 2023 U.S. Women's Open champion, remains one of Hawaii's brightest professional stars, representing the state on the global LPGA Tour. Marielle Galdiano, a highly decorated junior, secured her LPGA Tour card, frequently competing on the big stage, including LPGA's Lotte Championship. And of course, we know Michelle Wee West, the groundbreaking Honolulu native, changed the face of women's golf with her early dominance and her boundary-pushing career before retiring and becoming a mom and still occasionally getting out there and playing, which was so cool to see her just a couple of weeks ago. Mark Sousa is in the clubhouse here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Welcome.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be out here. I'm so happy that the weather looks a lot better today than it did yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some good scores. Course is excellent. We got the fairways cut to half inch. The greens are running on the quick side. They rolled them the other day, so they're running around a 10. It looks like a 10, which is a good speed for this type of weather conditions.
Now tell us why. Why is that a good speed? 10 seems awful.
Well, 10 is good for your better players. Now, we have handicaps going up to around 20-ish or so, but the better players love the quicker speed. They can concentrate on the fluidness and smoothness of the stroke.
Right.
And the ball is going to roll better. If you take a long stroke and if the greens are running 8 or 9, it's more chance for error. The longer the stroke, you got it.
Yeah, it can go wiggle off on you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no wiggling on our greens today, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, who does all that stuff to the greens?
Jason. We've had a lot of conditions this past summer. We had a fungus, a little attack there, but Jason got it under control.
Uh-huh.
Greens are perfect. They've been great for the last month, and they're peaking right now. The Jenny K is just perfect. If you miss a putt, it's not the green's fault. It's not the putter's fault. It's the putty's.
The putty's.
The putty's got to stroke it a little better.
I love how you just put that. It's not the putter's fault. It's not the superintendent's fault. It's not Jason's fault. Putty's fault.
Putty's got to get there on the practice team. Take some lessons from me. I'm pretty good at teaching.
Wait a minute. You're teaching?
Yeah, I love teaching. That's where I got started. In fact, I give Barack Obama a few pointers. Eddie Vedder, I give Eddie Vedder lessons. And So, yeah, I love teaching.
Yeah. Barack Obama is a fun guy, isn't he?
Yeah, when he's playing good.
We're all fun guys when we're playing good. That's but the nature of the game is to have fun.
Yes, and it's the attitude. If you approach this game with a good attitude, because in order to execute the golf swing, your body's got to be relaxed. So that's why you want to get uptight. And I heard an interview with Nicklaus about a week ago. He was on Instagram. And he said he'd love to play in the majors because he would be really relaxed in the majors and everybody else wouldn't. So he felt like he had a big advantage on that. So,
yeah, Jack Nicklaus?
Yes, I heard him on Instagram about a week ago or so, and he was talking about, I had relaxed. I was out like playing a normal game of golf, but everybody else was hyped up, and so they weren't able to swing the club very, very smooth as they could in a regular tournament.
Were they hyped up because they were with Jack Nicklaus?
No, because they're playing in a major. You know, a major, you got to get invited to play in these majors. So,
this is a very serious. There's a bunch of people grumpy. A bunch of grumpy, really good golfers at Anoromic. They're just having a.
Right.
A real time of it. You know, they're complaining about the status and that it's hard and it's this. I'm like, yeah. Quiet. Stop complaining.
That sends these your body. Think back to the time you hit the ball.
Sorry about that.
She's having a
problem.
It's about 2.25 seconds, so you can't be thinking about much. Yeah. Just like when you're walking, you think, pick up your right foot, put it down, pick up your left foot. No. It's like the golf swing. You set up, pick out your target. I teach the ODA, observe, decide, action. So you get up on the tee, you observe what you got, and then ODA, D is the decision. Your practice swing is what you want to do, and then action, ODA, observe, decide, action.
Wow.
And then you can't let all these negative thoughts creep in. So,
I like this.
Yeah.
And how do we get in touch with you for lessons?
I'm here 8 days a week. So reach me at the club. I got a phone here.
It's called Mid-Pacific Country Club. That's the club. And this is wonderful Mark Sousa. You got the inside track here.
I've been here... I know I'm the oldest employee here, right? And I'm the longest employee here. So inside track, I think you can call it that.
You know what it's all about.
Yeah.
Tanya Joaquin, how long has it been since you've been playing golf? When did you start?
You know what? I actually started. It was about 20 years ago.
What?
But I took a big break off. Ex-husband wasn't a golfer, so I did other things. Then COVID came around. I came back to the game, found Mark, who's giving me some lessons here and there. And I absolutely love this tournament. My goal next year, and I'll say it on the media here, is to be able to play in it next year. But this year I'm just observing and helping with some of the media.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, are you walking around and checking it all out and watching the flow?
Yes, last year I was really following Alexa Takai and just watching her swing and how she does it and just, you know, how she takes care of business but looks so relaxed out there and makes it look so easy. So I think I can go out there and do the same thing.
How old is Alexa?
Alexa, she's still in high school, 16.
16. She's
won
champion twice already.
Yeah. And if I was a betting person, I would put my money on her this year.
Wow.
Because I watch her for a few holes. I'm on the rules committee. And she just, I don't know, it was the weather, but she didn't look centered. But today she looks pretty centered. So
It's interesting how, you know, you can be observant as you are and notice these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how a person feels about the situation, how they're, you know, I was just thinking when your horse and yourself are not in tune, you can't do much with each other. But if you are in tune with yourself and the clubs and you just let it go, it sometimes works better.
Yeah, and you know, and I saw her mom and dad followed her around, and her grandfather was there. And they were all just upbeat, smiles, and just, hello, you're doing good. Keep it up. Nice day. it's just her parents are very supportive, and
it's wonderful.
Yeah. You've got to be relaxed.
Yeah.
So it's still been a journey for her too, because last year she said she used to win nothing, you know, then just, you know, playing but keep at it. So she was giving some motivation to the weekend warrior golfers out there too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you say she was giving weekend warriors a little help, was that during while they were following her or
at the end? I had a chance to do an interview. You know, I was a little bit disappointed that we don't have more coverage other than you out here. So I did an interview and put it on our newscast on KITV. So she did just in that. I said, you know, women, it's the fastest growing segment of the golf population. What message do you have to out there? And she just basically said, you know, I used to win nothing, but I just kept at it. Keep going.
You know, a lot of us get out and start learning things, and then we expect it to just be boom, I got it. But it doesn't work that way. You know, you have to be patient with yourself. You have to follow through with yourself and keep going and keep hitting and kind of chill. Don't get one of the hardest things is not getting angry with yourself.
That's true, too, because your body has to be relaxed in order to execute the swing. And like I said, from the start of the swing to the time you hit the ball, it's about 2 1/4 seconds. So you got to be relaxed. You got to get your mindset, Oda, observe, decide, action. Keep it simple. You know, just things like that. I give this celebrity lessons, and he plays guitar, and he wants to get good at golf. So when he took lessons from me, it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I said, Eddie, that's not the way to do it. You take a lesson from me, you practice, take a lesson, practice. No, he wanted to do it that way. So,
There are times when you just have to let the horse run.
Right, and then
they figure it out, you know, oh, maybe this is a little silly.
It is different from playing guitars. Or...
yeah, you do get sore if you do that to yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
you get stiffer, and then pretty soon you're not playing as well as you expect. So you got to kind of remember that. So Tanya, you are working toward competing in the Jenny K.
I would love to do that. I played in some scrambles, and that's always fun because there's less pressure, but I would love to be able to play in this as an individual player. So next year, maybe you'll see me out here.
That would be that. Well, yeah, I'll be sitting here going, where is she?
She said she would be here.
Why is she's not in the... Well, if you're not in here, then you must be out there.
True.
So she can do both. She can do some CU and SCL after that, right?
No stress there, right?
Right here.
But you're accustomed to that in the business you're in.
Absolutely, too. But, you know, it's nice to see, as you know, too, there's so much work that goes to putting on this. So the Women's Committee were out here all day yesterday putting these beautiful floral arrangements together.
Wow.
And, you know, just those little touches out there that makes this an extra special event. It's the 75th year, but they do this, truthfully, every year for
They do, don't they? It's a work of love and honor and just keeping on coming and keeping it going. And that's what I love about the Jenny K. Rich, okay, you've got something on your mind.
No, I just want to say that the Jenny K started it in the 1950s. I was kind of involved with the Jenny K in like 59, 60. When I was a kid, I came up here. But anyway, Jenny was very much in favor of women in sports, and Katty Ozawa, the name from the past, and Jackie Yates used to live right up the hill here, that they wanted her, and she said yes, because she would really want to endorse a tournament, a golf tournament like this, so she put her name to the tournament back in 1950 to support women's golf, women in sports.
Fantastic. Well, I have to take a break and come back. Thank our sponsors, Mark Sousa, Tanya Joaquin. Thank you so much for spending time here inside. I call it the clubhouse, right? But this is actually Ron Haas's office that we, you know, come in and make a mess, eat up all the food, drink all the coffee, and then we leave. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, Mr. Fisher Country Club is having an absolutely fabulous time because, first of all, well, I thought the sun had come out. Maybe it did somehow. It is. It's right there on the practice range. There we go. And it's on, oh, yes, it's on the course. It's sunny. So you can come over. We can all watch. You can follow the fabulous female players, and this is the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and it's a fantastic golf course, a fantastic tournament, and the women are really fantastic players. If you follow them on this golf course, you will learn a whole lot. I've got Lucy Choi here. Welcome into the clubhouse, as I call it. It's Ron Haas's office, of course. Hi, we're just going to have to bring the volume up a little bit on the so that we can hear Lucy. Right on. Lucy, can I hear you now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Now, when did you start playing golf?
I started playing golf at 7 years old.
You were seven?
Yes.
Who did that? Who said you're going to go play golf?
My dad. He bought me plastic clubs, and I guess I really liked it.
Yeah. Do you remember at all what you liked about that?
I guess I just liked finishing my swing. My dad said, like, at the beginning I knew how to, like, lift my foot at the end and finish my swing. Yeah.
That's fantastic. It came naturally to you then.
Yeah.
Wow. And so how long ago? So I'm not. How many years has gone by since you started playing when you were seven? Now you're in high school?
I'm 13 right now.
Oh, you're 13?
Yeah, so 16.
And do you want to go out on the circuit, or are you going to go to UH, or have you made any decisions like that?
No, but hopefully I get into, like, a good college, like Stanford. Or like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're looking in the right direction. And would you want to play golf during college?
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow, you've got your goals all lined up. What's your favorite part of the game?
Probably just making new friends or traveling.
And what about the competition? Do you get competitive when you're on the course?
Yeah, sometimes, I guess. Yeah, but, like, I feel like, you know, when I'm in another playoff with, like, my competitor, I don't really, like, get too nervous,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get upset with yourself? And if you do, do you have a way to get yourself back on track?
When I get upset, I usually just think about, like, I guess, making another birdie. Like, I guess imagine myself doing good on the next hole so I can make up for it.
That's nice. So you're putting the positive thoughts back in,
yes.
in action. Do you have a teacher?
Yes. His name's Ryan. He teaches me at Newtown driving range.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, excellent. How long have you been taking lessons?
Since I was seven. So yes, all the way from the beginning.
Wow. Are there times when you just want to walk away?
No. He's, like, a really good coach, and he's been, like, my companion for, like, the entire time.
Wow. I need to do that. I need to get to, you know, so that I don't give up on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of us do that out of embarrassment, frustration, whatever it is. And you just sort of say, okay, I'm out of here. I can't handle it. And that's a shame because it doesn't have to be so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself getting really serious?
Sometimes, just sometimes.
And is it in competition like the Jenny Kay?
Yeah, yes, somewhat, I guess.
Yeah, it's only natural, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to be a professional golfer?
Yes, I do.
You too?
Yeah.
All right. Wow, you've got your goals set out for you. You started at 7, you kept on going, you're 13 now, you're ready to go professional. Way to go, Lucy. Awesome. Sitting right next to you is an amazing young lady, Alexa Takai. You're both amazing young ladies, by the way, Lucy. Alexa, you've won twice in a row here, right? And today, Rick, we need some volume, I think, on this. And now today, what time is your tea time?
8:45.
Okay, so I'm not keeping you too. All right.
It's okay.
Thanks. Are you relaxed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you generally relaxed?
I'd say so. Maybe unless I'm playing in like a, you know, really, really big event or getting ready for something that's pretty nerve-wracking. But I'd say coming here feels like almost like a second home. So.
Right on.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. And where are those big events that we're talking about that may make you nervous?
Just any time I play in other states.
Can you give us some of the tournaments that you've been in?
Last year I played the U.S. Junior Amateur.
Yeah.
And that was my first USGA event. It was a pretty tough field, but I was able to play pretty well there. So it felt good to get it done, you know, under pressure.
Now, that's a question about playing in these tournaments on the mainland. There are people coming from all over the world to compete. That is a real challenge, I think, up against that kind of, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you don't know, you know, who everyone is. Like here, I, you know Lucy. I know,
right.
You know, everyone else in the field. So it's a little unfamiliar, but I think it's unfamiliar in a good way. I think having that kind of pressure is a good thing.
It being on the mainland and not knowing everybody and just going for the gusto and the strength and your power.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's excellent. And what are your goals? What do you want to be on a circuit tour, LPGA?
I would say that's on my radar, but I'm not looking too far ahead in the future. Kind of just I have my eyes set on colleges right now. I'm going to be able to start talking to college coaches in about a month. So kind of just focusing on that process first and then, you know, maybe see how that goes. And if it goes well, maybe, you know, try get out there with the pros, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Now, when you talk with college coaches, do they offer their prospective golfer something like we can give you to come here? Do they help like that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think when you start talking to them, you kind of know exactly what you're going to get into. There's only about 8 or 9 girls on a golf team, so they want to make sure everything's, like, really crystal clear when they start talking to you.
Excellent. Like in where you're going to be staying or how
you... Yeah, just kind of like what goes on in the contract. You sign a contract before you actually go up there, and that happens, I think, senior year. As of right now, everything should be, like, verbally commitment. So,
I see, yes.
Whatever you say now, it's not 100% guaranteed. It's kind of just like a verbal agreement between you and the school. But yeah, before you go out there, you kind of know exactly what you're going to get into. You know the girls on the team. You know your scholarship. You know where you're going to practice at and stuff like that.
Far out. And wow, so you get to choose. You're making choices. Can you want to tell us about which ones you'd like to go to?
Or I'm still in the process right now.
Yeah.
It's hard to know when you haven't really spoken to many of them. You've just seen them at golf tournaments. You're just sending emails, and you don't get responses back, so it's a little hard, but as they can't respond back to you yet. But in a month, they'll be able to do that. So,
do they have to wait until you graduate? Or
they have to wait until your summer before your junior year of high school. So I'm a sophomore right now, which means that this coming summer I'll be able to, you know, start reaching out to them, and they'll be able to talk back to me.
Excellent. So when did you get in? Lucy got in when she was 7. How old were you when you started playing?
I think I was 5.
Oh, you too? Yeah. And who got you into the game?
My dad.
Yeah, dads are like that. They seem to be the ones that get us playing, you know. I couldn't play with my dad because he used to go on Saturday. You know, the guys are out on the golf course, the businessmen doing business. But he always wanted me to play golf, and I was just in the wrong state, country. Things were not as close together family-wise. But once I got to play a little bit, I found that I'm really very difficult inside me. I get very disappointed with myself, and I tend to let that drag me into feeling of uncomfort. Have you ever had that sort of experience, and what do you do to get out of it?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say golf is a sport where you have more lows than highs. I mean, obviously, you lose a lot more than when you win. So when you're putting in the work every single day, and you feel like, you know, there's not much more you can do, and then you still end up, you know, not playing very well, or you get disappointed. I just try to tell myself that, like, I've done everything I can up until this point to play well. If I was, like, committed over every shot and I try my best in preparation to do well and then I still don't play well, it's like you can't do much more than that because you executed everything on your process.
Right on. Yeah. Knowing that you've done the work to get there, and, you know, if it didn't work, okay, it didn't work today. Just let that go. You're not going to have a great day every day.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, this is wonderful. You're both so mature and so ready for the next stage. It's exciting to see you. And I'm so excited to see you go on the golf course. And what time's your tee time?
8:45.
8:45, okay. And Lucy, when's yours?
8:34.
All right. Well, we're not quite there yet. My show will be over by then. But I sure have enjoyed meeting you, Lucy, and Alexa. And may you all hit the sweet spot. May you both hit the sweet spot every time. That's the way I close my show. So I just wanted to set that off to you. Thank you very much. Anything you wanted to bring up that I didn't give you a chance to?
No, I think that was great.
Okay, Alexa, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Lucy?
No.
All right. Aloha. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do.
Just email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome. I have taken over the office here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Ron Haas is the most amazing person. I have coffee. I have anything. Right?
He's the best.
So many, I haven't even gotten into those white boxes with the goodies inside. I decided I probably should do that after the show. That would be a good idea. And the lovely lady you hear laughing in the background here is Carolyn Thibault.
That is correct.
Fantastic. You are the Women's Division Executive Chair.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's a job that only lasts a year. And basically, our women's division, which is like a 100-person division, we have our own organization. So our board is just the top thing. We just try to make sure that it runs smoothly. And
what is the board responsible for? Like for this tournament, putting it together?
Yes, that's one of the things that we do, which is kind of interesting because we're a subgroup of mid-pack, the big mid-pack. And because we're a women's group, we really like to put on this tournament for women.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of members, a lot of volunteers, a lot of organization.
Okay. Tell me, how many volunteers do you have out here?
You know, I was thinking about that on my ride over. I'm like, I don't completely know. But I can tell you this way. We have two co-chairs, and then we have 16 chairs of little parts of the tournament.
Yeah.
And then within that, some, for instance, the spotters, she has to get 50 spotters, I know, to run the tournament. And but it's nice because everybody can find kind of a niche where they feel like it's a good place to be, and it really brings us all together.
I am absolutely, well, not astounded, but 50.
Yes.
It's 50 people in addition to all the other people who are making this tournament possible.
It's true. And another kind of neat thing about it is I would say a quarter of our women's division are also playing.
Oh.
So it's like people are doing, you know, lots of hats, and it's really a lovely thing.
Yeah.
So
I bet the party's really fun too afterwards.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's really, you know, we have the banquet and yep, we're trying.
No, I've heard. Now this is just a, you know, I've heard that the party after the Mid-Pacific Country Club, Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, that the party is a lot of fun.
Yes.
So, and I mean, after you've put, when do you start preparing for the next year?
So I think that that our co-leaders, I think that they really start probably like 4 months ahead, and they start to get their chairs together.
Wow.
But it's only one of the things that we do, because during the year, we also, we have games every week for our women's division. So every Tuesday we have a competition, and we have a wide range of abilities, like handicaps, from single-digit handicaps all the way up to
30.
Golfers in the 30s, you know? And it's such a lovely way, because
yes,
that's how people learn the rules. That's how people get better. That's how, you know, all the laughter and love and frustration, and it all happens on Tuesdays. So
And after that, it's all out of you, and you're just having a good time.
That's right. That's right. It's the thing that kind of unites us all as women golfers.
Yeah. Now, how often do you get out to play?
So I'm surprisingly kind of newish to golf. Like, I really only started during COVID because I'm really a tennis player, and then during COVID everything shut down, and so a bunch of tennis players and I said we're gonna learn to golf. And so I still am trying to do both. So I would say I am out at Mid-Pack twice a week.
That's great.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that's great. And then, but now, tennis is an outdoor sport.
Yes.
Right? And
right.
Golf's an outdoor. Now, why would you want to stop playing tennis because of COVID if you're all outdoors anyway?
Well, that makes so much sense. Remember in the beginning of COVID, they didn't really know.
Oh, this is true.
They didn't. And so they shut down our leagues. I couldn't teach tennis. They shut down our lessons.
Oh.
So I had a little bit more time.
Yeah.
And my husband's a big golfer. A big golfer here. He almost golfs all the time. So
lucky guy.
My lucky guy. So anyway, so that's how it all started.
Yeah, that's how it all started. And here you are, the chair, and you start 4 months before. 4 months before the tournament?
Yes, I would say that's about right.
Yeah, I'd be wanting to be sending out notices like shortly after the tournament. Remember, next year, aren't you? We got this thing going again, and I need 50 of you.
You know, it's a little bit like childbirth. You kind of want to give them a little time to forget how intense it was.
I forgot about that. Yes.
And then,
put it out of your mind.
That's right.
Then it doesn't seem so scary coming back.
Exactly.
I see. Smart lady. Yeah, this is fun. This is fun. And I imagine, though, that what you do is, for the most part, fun.
It is very fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what kind of, like, goodies do you give to all the people who have helped?
Well, definitely.
Little pins or something?
For the players?
No, for the people who are... You know,
for volunteering.
Yes.
What usually happens is they get the tea gifts that we give the players. We give the chairs, the 16 chairs. They get those nice things. You know what we do? You're going to love this.
Okay, ready.
Okay. So if you have volunteered, uh-huh. you get to come to a really fun golf tournament that we just, and we have food, and it's got a really light, joyful feel, and everybody's invited. And
where is this tournament?
Here?
Oh.
It's here.
On top of everything else, it's right here.
Yep.
So I just have to, like, volunteer.
Please do.
See, okay, so I volunteer, and then I get to come and play and eat and have all that.
Exactly.
Is there an entry fee?
No.
No, there's not even an entry fee.
I don't believe so, but I could be wrong.
You're a great saleswoman. I'm ready to sign up.
Oh, thank you.
Who do my show, though? That'd be a bit of a problem.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
that's true. Only one Danielle Tucker.
Oh, goodness gracious me. So, okay, and you're playing?
Actually, I'm not playing this year. Oh. It just seemed like kind of had a lot of extra things going on. I might be like every other year girl.
Right. And how long, when you make a commitment to your position, being the chair, how long does that last? Is that a 5-year deal?
No, it only lasts a year.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah. And and so mine's coming up, so it switches over July 1.
Oh, do you know who's the next person?
Yes.
Yes.
We have a vice chair. She is all ready to go.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is.
Yeah, this is very well organized. I'm pretty impressive. I'm getting nods of yes throughout the room. Yeah, I'm really impressed with how you've been pulling this all off.
Oh, thank you.
And Carolyn, Thibault, yes?
Tebow,
thank
yes, you got it.
Yeah. It's a women's division executive chair. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. And your tea time, I mean, your time. Was 7:30? Did I make you wait a long time?
I was talking and having a great time. So,
there's goodies in those white boxes. You need to check that out and help yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, God, it's your time. Thank you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're at the Jenny K. Wilson. Yes, come on over. You can watch, you can follow, you can learn a lot. All right. We'll be back after this. Aloha.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458, and have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're back in the clubhouse. Yes, I've been just enjoying the idea of all that delicious, I don't know. It's going to be very sweet and delectable. And there's a cup of coffee over there, and there's some water. It's really nice looking. And I just wanted to point out something. I didn't realize this. On the University of Hawaii Rainbow Wahine team, the NCAA Division I women's golf team, competes in the Big West Conference, but they won't be competing in the Big West Conference much longer. It's going to be, and all of a sudden I realize that I don't have the conference name in front of me, so I'm going to have to look that up. In any event, they're just switching, and it's the Mountain West Conference that they're going to be playing in. All these changes, you can follow the schedule at Hawaii Athletics Women's Golf so that you can follow along. Some of the rising juniors, young local talent, Punahou's Alexa Takai, no kidding, and Maui Prep's Maria Malari, both of them, I believe Mia is playing in the tournament today. So we've got a really powerful opportunity for a lot of young ladies who've gotten into the game at 7 or 5, as two of our guests were earlier. Now they're going to high school, they're going to college, they're looking into what college to look for, and they're all wanting to play golf as they continue their scholastic and athletic achievements. So it's really it's really wonderful to see. And the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational that's happening today, you can come down and you can follow, you can watch the, you know, the things they do to make the ball spin the way they do, or to keep it down low. And I've got something from Joey Beal coming up about Scottie Scheffler. Very, very funny stuff. But before that, I need to get into a conversation right now with some of the people who are making this tournament possible, because without them, it just wouldn't work. And Lori Alfonsi is sitting with me here at the table. I've got the view of the food. You've got the view of the golf course. How's the sun? Is it coming out?
I hope so. I felt like I needed rubber ducky stuff yesterday.
I bet.
Yeah.
But everybody just kept playing, right?
I know.
Never give up.
I had my swim fins in my bag, but, you know.
Yeah, but then the pawns didn't connect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
It's the hardest part. So when did you get into golf?
Well, I've been playing golf since high school, but for fun, you know, and I grew up here, and I live now in Seattle. And,
wow.
But I come back to play this tournament. And a friend of mine said, you should come play. I was like, nah, I'm not competitive. But you know what? I come. I have a good time. I meet people. It's a blast. And one of the most organized tournaments that I've ever played in, just the way they run it, all the goodies. And for me, it's great. I get to see people I haven't seen for at least a year, you know. And,
right.
You know, I'm going to move back here when I retire in a few years, but I'm really excited about playing every year. It's like, and then I try to recruit people from Seattle to come play with me. It's like, come, you got to go. It's a fun tournament. Everyone says next year.
Okay,
I'm going to be 85 by the time everybody comes, you know.
And you'll still be playing golf.
I hope so.
Yes, because it'll keep your balance.
Well, and not only that, I'll be closer to being able to shoot my age.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, I'll be 100, and then I'll be able to shoot my age, you know.
They'll be walking you up to the hole.
Point you in this direction. Okay, just hit them. Go.
Where did you go to high school?
Castle High School.
Castle, I went McKinley.
You're townie, you.
I know.
Townie.
I had to move all the way out to Punalu'u for a while to get countrified.
Yeah, you know. Well, I grew up right at Huimanu, right by Valley of the Temple.
Yeah.
You know, we used to ride our bikes, go into the temples, ring the gong.
That's beautiful
go feed the
up
fish,
there. Yes.
You know. Of course, you had to ride across the graveyard, but, you know.
Well. Yeah.
They weren't going to say anything.
No. Very quiet people.
Yeah. People were dying to get in there.
Stop. So how old were you when you got into the game of golf?
I was about 15.
15?
Yeah. Just, I had really, our high school course had, I don't know if you remember Deborah Spencer back in the day, but she was one of the top amateur golfers. Althea Tomei, they were all part of that. I kind of, like, admired them from afar, you know. But golf, I was, like, one of those, you know, play a lot of sports but not really great at it. So I was just an admirer.
Yeah, but you got involved.
Yeah, I started playing.
Yeah, and now your teacher in high school, was it on the high school campus where you were playing golf?
Well, yeah, I was, but it wasn't my... The story is my boyfriend was on the golf team. That's how I got into it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, we split up, but I kept golf.
Right on. Right. And where did you used to play? What golf course?
I grew up on the public courses, Pauley.
Yeah, sure.
Makalena.
Oh, most of us did.
Yeah, and my favorite, Kahuku.
Kahuku.
Yeah.
A lot of people like Kahuku golf course.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it is a fun golf course.
Yeah, but, yeah. So now I come home and I get to play, you know, all the other courses.
Yes.
I have friends who are in the military, so I can get on, like,
oh, you get on base.
Then, you know, I got to buy them food or something.
Oh, well, that's it's a small price.
I get spam musubi, you know, watch out.
Okay, yes, yes, one of our favorite dishes.
Do you know why they call it golf?
Why?
Because all the other four-letter words were taken.
Oh, no. And so we're out here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club where the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational is underway. Ron, what time does everything start up? It starts now, right? Yeah, so the girls are on the golf course, and we're all moving along, and we're doing amazing things. And the question, of course, everyone is asking themselves, is that young lady who's won two times in a row,
Alexa,
is Alexa Takai going to win again?
She's up there. She's there. I think she's...
She was in the room here earlier.
Yeah.
And she's got a very, very comfortable, you know, sort of demeanor about her. She's very comfortable with herself. And I think a lot of that has to do with golf.
You know, there's a way that you sort of, we joke around, is you got to have the zen, right? You know, you got to get in the zone and play. And a lot of the golf is, even though you have your swing, it's between the ears.
Yeah.
You know, so like you got to be stopping and thinking. And but the bottom line for us is to have fun. It's, you know, we don't make money doing it.
No.
So,
anyway. Yes. Just a K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. Have to do the legal ID for the FCC. Otherwise, you know, I get the station in trouble for not doing that. Yes.
And, oh, I have to run because I have tea time.
Oh, what time's your tea time?
8:30.
Oh.
But I will leave you with this. Did you know chocolate has preferred pronouns?
You're scary.
Hershey.
Hershey. Thank you.
And on that, aloha. Thank you so much.
Aloha. Thank you very much for being inside the clubhouse, Ron Haas's office. Thank you. Aloha. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, we're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. Back after this, you know my name.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, I wish I were Ron Haas. I would like to have this view. I say that every year, don't I? But it's true. I mean, the view of Mid-Pacific Country Club is absolutely spectacular. And today, it's the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. And it's women... For 3 days, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be competing. And, boy, this is a beautiful day to be here. There's a lot of people out there practicing on the driving range. getting themselves ready. As for the wind, that's going to be something to tackle. We've got isolated showers today if you're going to go out on the golf course. Mostly sunny. Right now on the windward side, not so much sun, cloud cover, but not much rain. So mostly sunny, high near 83, breezy. Those easterlies are 14 to 17 gusts, as high as 24 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is kind of low, so we're lucky there, 20%. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly before midnight, partly cloudy, low about 77, breezy though. Easterly, 7 to 15, this is at night, gusts as high as 21. And the chance of precipitation goes up to 30%. That's the chance of rain. Now, on Sunday, if you're going to go out on the golf course, isolated showers before noon, mostly sunny, high near 83. Breezy, though. And those are northeasterlies now, so it keeps on switching. You're never going to be 10 to 20. Gusts as high as 28. Chance of precipitation, 20%. That's Sunday daytime. So if that's what you're going to do, you're going to be ready for it. And I said Jenny Kay. Maybe that's the tournament you're not familiar with. It's the Jenny Kay, a tournament fondly known in the golfing community in Hawaii. It's considered the premier amateur women's golf event here in the islands. It is one of only two 54-hole, low-gross, medal play tournaments for amateur women. The tournament is played at Mid-Pacific Country Club, where we are in Lanikai. The course sports spectacular backdrop as I look over there and see the mountain, glorious view of the Ko'olau mountain range. Yeah, that's an understatement. But golfers from many parts of the world, walks of life, generations, and they're proud to say that they are participants and winners of the Jenny Kay. And sitting across from me is the guy who's got this view all the time, the general manager, Ron Haas. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Actually, good morning, Danielle. Welcome to the clubhouse. Welcome to my office. Yeah, it's great to be here, and I'm spoiled. Probably my whole career, this is probably the best-looking, best-views office I could ever imagine. You know, and I just had a conversation with one of our members staying in the dining room and said, you know, sometimes you have to stop and smell the roses and look the view we have, you know, the Ko'olau you mentioned, the Mokuluas.
So yeah.
We are spoiled, and I love this side of the island. I always tell people it's like going to Neighbor Island without having to get an airplane. You know?
Yes.
So
yes.
If I want action, I just go over to Pali. You know? So on the other note, listening to this radio show, I felt old, you know, when Lucy and Takaya. And,
oh, yes.
yeah, but both of them were here, you know, so I was like, oh, that's young, you know, 3, 5, even Kyle, too, right? He's, I think he was 3 years old.
Yes.
You know? Alexa, it's amazing, you know. And
Dads.
Actually, have good thing you're bringing it up. Next month, what day is it?
Oh, it's Father's Day.
I mean, I'm listening here and listening. Dads, all got in people, everybody into golf. Doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl.
Yes.
It's the dad's fault, you know. So,
well,
which is good. We need dads. We need more dads.
Yeah, and so are we doing anything here for Father's Day? Do you have a...
Oh, we have... shouldn't say it loud, but no. It's all good.
It's all good.
We have a barbecue. We have brews and beer and stuff like that, you know. So it's going to be a nice afternoon outdoor event and stuff. So
That's wonderful, yeah. And that's how it should be.
We missed you at our 100-year anniversary, you know.
You know, the 100-year anniversary,
yes.
And, you know, I was hoping that everything would be back to normal in Danielle Tucker's back world, but...
we'll do it in the next 100 years, you know.
Yes.
We'll be back, you know, so who knows what happens, you know. That's the reason we had a huge party, because we want to have a lot of pictures when the next 100 years come, that the people behind us see what we and how we partied here and how much we enjoyed
and
life
how
here.
Much you enjoyed the life here.
And the members had a great time. The staff did a fantastic job.
As
you know, so it was fun.
So so what did you folks do? Did you just, you know, did you, like, was there dancing?
Oh, we converted the whole clubhouse into a party room. You know, so, including we had a little zone called Speakeasy. You know, normally that's used for workouts, you know, group X classes. And then
sure, not now.
And now it's something totally different. You had to have the secret password to get in, you know. So, and guess what? It was full, you know. So everybody knew the secret password and had a good time.
That's great. And celebrating 100 years?
Yes, 100 years now, 1926. You know, so it's amazing how time flies.
What are the plans I'm sure somehow you also thought about what you want to do. Do you want to do anything?
Well, we're always working on improving, you know.
Right.
From the golf course side of it, you know, we're actually working on a master plan right now. We're working with Mark Miller in regards to, you know, see what we can do and work future, you know. As you know, a golf course doesn't get built overnight.
Right.
So we do that, and then amenities, you know, from the fitness center, restaurant, always most must-have, you know. So it's important. But, again, the funniest thing is we have Mikey out there on the golf course. I don't know if we talked about Mikey last time at the MPO, which is our autonomous mower, you know.
We did. Wait a second now. The autonomous mower.
His name is Mikey.
That's okay. Now I understand what we're talking about.
I know. I saw the look, you know, so that's
Mikey,
why.
Mikey, you know, Jason. No, it can't be Jason.
Was Jason's a partner for 30 years. He was here, was one of our employees, you know, for 30 years. Unfortunately, passed away a couple of years ago. So we had a contest with our members of naming our mower. And they were thought, you know, Mikey's the perfect gift back to what he has done to the club to give back to him. So yeah, he's out there every morning, early morning to help. And I'm looking out the window. I'm seeing the guys working on some more greens ahead of the teams, you know, to make sure the greens are as firm and as fast as can be, you know. So I know Mark said he runs like a 10. He might be now up to 11 already, you know, with rain being gone for a little bit. So you never know. You know, Jason, who's probably coming in, will tell you all the secrets he's doing.
Oh, you'll never tell me the secrets.
I know.
It doesn't matter how many years I talk to Jason. He just smiles.
He does. And this year, Mother Nature has given us and has given him a lot of challenges. You know, last month we talked about the MPO. You know, everybody bitched about our roughs, how rough they were. And even to this day, we're still working on them because, you know, it's still very moist out there and stuff. So yeah.
I'm sorry, Mother Nature has given us water.
Yeah, I know. It's good to have. I know. And that's why I said, Jason focuses and able to adjust very quickly what Mother Nature gives him.
Yeah.
And I know everybody said how great the golf course looked, and it is a fantastic condition right now, the golf course.
So, it's spectacular.
Yeah. Mother Nature helped us in a good way, too.
Yeah, and I'm just always amazed at how much we do complain about things. And it's not just us, you know, little people in the world of golf. I'm just a little person. It's like Scottie Scheffler. Complaining about the situation in one of the most important tournaments on the mainland for him, right?
Right.
And he's going on and on and on. I'm like, dude, I mean, quiet.
Put it in perspective, you know. A white person told me, we've been married for a long time, my wife said, you know, look at the things you have, not the things you don't have.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of people who don't have less than what we have. So it's important. It's easy to always look over the fence and see what other people have. But, you know, we're very fortunate living in Hawaii. I'm very fortunate to be right here in the windward side in Lanikai, you know. So like I said before, slow down, you know, smell the roses and enjoy every day. Like we always tell our members, you know, every day above ground is a great day.
Every day. Isn't that the truth? Beats being under. Now, looking out at the golf course, I was talking to the wonderful lady who put it all together. You know,
Caroline.
Yeah, she brings together all these people who are volunteering to make this wonderful tournament possible. How do you get involved?
Well, basically, I'm just there to support. You know, the women's division does a fantastic job. You know, Bobby Femia and Lorna are the co-chairs of the tournament, doing it for the last few years, and have done a fantastic job. And our team is there to support them. They have the mission, they have the vision, and I tell you one thing: it's nothing more rewarding to see the membership come together to execute this tournament. I know we talked about volunteers. Between both, each of them have about 100 volunteers. I know we talked about 50 spotters alone,
but
there's about 100 from as simple as getting the volunteers, number one, from going to the store and getting the danishes and pastries and fruits and stuff to the point of scoring at the end, you know. So it's a really, a love sport for our membership, both the MPO, Mid-Pacific Open, and the Jenny K.
And it's a love thing because they're giving up their golf course.
Correct. So, but it's more than that. They really foster and embrace the history behind it. I mean, we're talking 1950, you know, and I know we had Mark Sousa before, who was the director of Golfy for 50 years.
Yes.
And when I came here, I said, stop working so hard. You know, you've been here a long time. So we created a position for him called the Ambassador of Aloha. And he amazes me every day because his memory, and he knows where everybody lived, everybody's name, where everybody did. So I'm very fortunate, the team I have. And I know we have a guy right next to me who just came in. I'm very fortunate of having him here because his and his team worked very hard out there. And like I said, I just looked out there mowing, I think this whole eight that did. So he's still out there mowing hard, huh? So
never ends.
Never ends, yes. I told you, Mother Nature gave you a lot of hard cards this year. So
Jason Lemoy, Superintendent of Golf, Mid-Pacific Country Club. What is it about the grass? Does it just always have to keep growing? Is that its problem?
Good morning, Danielle. Yeah, actually, that's a good thing. We don't want the grass to stop growing.
There you go.
It's a living, breathing entity that you care for 24/7. Never stops. And really, honestly, yes, that's a good thing.
You know, when I got in here this morning, just six or so, there looked like there were ducks hanging out on the golf course. I was looking out there going, they're in the fairway. Is that ducks?
There are. The water that has collected and stayed for the last, this is 2 months now, actually has brought ducks further into the course than it would normally be. There's actually on hole number 12 where you would occasionally see one or two just passing through because they come up through one of the canals that connects the course to Kaelepulu Stream.
Uh-huh.
There is a family now, a mother and three, and the three have literally grown up on 12 fairway and in 12 rough because the water is still there.
My goodness. They're going to have to reacclimate.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do when they get back to the wild.
Exactly. They won't know what to do with themselves. But so thank you for telling me that I wasn't seeing things.
No, not at all.
When I saw ducks hanging out pretty much dead center of the fairway. And then, what are they doing?
It was actually one morning. There were two peacocks out on the golf course. It was the only morning that I saw it. I have a little helper, my dog, Ulia, who comes to work, and she had fun visiting with the peacocks. Maybe that's why they never came back. I don't know, but they were there for one morning, and that was it.
He said, maybe this isn't a home for us.
Right.
Now, you really take care of this golf course. And I was talking about one of our top golfers in the world complaining about the situation. He's in a major championship this weekend, and he's, all upset about most of the pins today were, kind of absurd. You know, he's going, this is the hardest set of pin locations I've ever seen since I've been on tour, and that includes U.S. Opens, the Oakmont. I asked Fooch who caddies for Justin. He's been around a lot, blah, 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 blah.
That's every day for Jason.
Yeah. We get that every year at our level, but I understand it.
So, seriously, aren't we supposed to expect it that if you're going to be playing in a tournament, whatever level that happens to be, it's going to be a challenge?
Absolutely. You want to identify the purpose of the tournament, and here we're talking about a major championship. You want to absolutely identify without any doubt who the best golfer that week is, and so expect it. They all play the same conditions. Everybody plays to the same pin.
Right.
As long as the conditions are playable, hard, not hard, whatever it is, that's the way it is for the entire field. Welcome to championship golf.
Yeah, and it's Jenny K. Wilson.
Yes.
Now, when you get ready for the different tournaments, do you consider anything like male, female players? Are you equally difficult?
I needed a moment for that. Yes, but there is a perspective between having a men's tournament and a women's tournament. There's distances that you have to take into account. There's carry that you have to take into account, how much spin is on the ball coming in typically throughout the field. For us, particularly with Jenny Kay, there's multiple flights beyond championship.
Ah.
And so we do have to consider having, you know, the C flight, D flight, be able to negotiate their way through the course in a timely manner, not give up and walk off the course. We do want the entire field to have a reasonable challenge, absolutely have a great time. There's no cut in this tournament. And so we want people to come back next year, have some sense of enjoyment, but yet still have a great challenge out there for all flights.
I'm so glad you brought that up. A flight, B flight, C, D. I mean, that gives everybody who might consider, well, I'm not good enough to be in the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, but if you know that, hey, you can enter in the D flight and work your way up flights and eventually be in an A flight.
That's one of the great things of this tournament is that it has always been inclusive. They've always welcomed golfers of higher handicap, and that's a great thing because the participation really forms this camaraderie amongst the lady amateur golf environment in Hawaii.
Yeah, and then you keep coming back because you want to, you know, when you're talking to the lady who puts together all the different people who are, you know, trooping out here, not getting any kala for their efforts, but they're doing it for their love.
Right.
You know, of this game and this tournament, and it's wonderful.
And you're right. We had a couple of people who moved up from flight to flight over the years.
Yeah.
Which again makes it more fun, too, when you're able to move up from C, you know, go to B and stuff like that.
And you feel like you're accomplishing something, but you're also still having fun. And I bet some people don't want to move out of the D flight because... It's fun in the D flight.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to challenge myself in the C flight.
I'm actually like going the other way. They don't need to play championship anymore. They can play A or they can play B.
Right, exactly.
They have fun.
I think Nani is trying to tell me that, yes, indeed, it is that time of the day. It's 8:26 already. And I have to wrap up the show, I guess, and thank the people who make it possible. Problem is, of course, all my paperwork is all over the place, so I'm not sure exactly where my thank you sheet is. Could you find that for me, Ron, for Rick, if you wouldn't mind? It's got to be in here somewhere. So final words until we come back again and have this wonderful conversation.
It's been one heck of a year. Like Ron said, Mother Nature has dealt some wicked cards this year. It's nothing like I've ever seen. The rainfall, even the 1.7 inches we had yesterday. I know there's other parts of the island that really got it hard. We're talking about a golf course here. The perspective is, you know, people lost their homes. Yeah, we're playing a game. And so it's still all good. We deal with the water. Stuff are flooded. We couldn't prep the course the way we wanted to, but hey, it's golf. Go out there and have some fun.
Amen. I mean, that is the bottom line. And yesterday, on the town side of the Ko'olau Range, it was like somebody was up in the clouds having a party because it kept going boom, 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 boom. And it, like, the sheet lightning stayed in the clouds. Well, I only saw a couple of bolts, you know, and I was thinking, okay, as long as y'all are dancing up there, we'll be okay down here. But don't throw us another one of your, because we did get some pouring rain.
It was hard, in
the Makiki Kalihi area.
Yeah.
And I looked out my window and went, I can't see the neighbors. And that's something, you know, that's a high rise. And it disappeared on me. So it was really something. But thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. This is
Jason
my passion.
It is. I love it. And Ron, thank you so much for inviting us over.
You're always welcome in the clubhouse.
And it's, you know, yeah. I actually do see.
We have fun here.
We do, don't we?
We have fun
at Mid-Pacific Country Club. And how do we become a member if we want to?
If you want to become a member, just reach out to us. You know, just call us. You know, you can find us.
Just look up.
We're
the
well kept secret.
Mid-Pacific Country Club. I bet you it's in some book where you can find the number.
Anything nowadays online.
Online.
You
know,
yep.
Yes.
MCCHI.org.
Yeah, though, all that paper that we used to have, right? All right. The Jenny K. Wilson, actually, it's just the Jenny K. tournament, fondly known, in the golfing community, considered a premier amateur women's golf event in Hawaii. No kidding. And I bet you a lot of folks come from the mainland to play in the Jenny K. See?
But mostly local, like we just had, you know, who left the main, I mean, left Hawaii, came back to visit just to play it. So.
Right on, right on. And it's one of the only two 54-hole low-gross metal plate tournaments for amateur women. Mid-Pacific Country Club is where it's played here, right here in Lanikai, Kailua. If you want to do it, get out, just do it. Next year it's going to be another fabulous year at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Thank you to everybody who made this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.